USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
But we are preparing for the potential of historic and life-threatening flooding in Maryland.
That's Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan speaking late yesterday as he joined Virginia and North and South Carolina governors in declaring states of emergency in advance of Hurricane Florence, already packing sustained winds of up to 140 miles an hour as it's expected to build to an even stronger Category 5.
At my direction, the state is currently taking steps to activate all available resources, including alerting the Maryland National Guard.
As of now, it appears the storm could make landfall in North Carolina late Thursday. 17 years ago today, terrorists hijacked four U.S. jetliners, crashing them and killing nearly 3,000 people. The president will observe the day at the United Airlines Flight 93 Memorial near Pittsburgh. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Bob Woodward's new book, Fear, Trump in the White House, hits the shelves today. It claims that White House aides sometimes ignore Trump's orders to limit the damage he can do. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying yesterday that book is making impossible claims.
It seems incredibly reckless for a book to make such outrageous claims, to not even take the time to get a $10 fact checker to call around and verify that some of these quotes were happening.
An accused Russian spy will stay in jail until her trial. At a hearing yesterday, a federal judge ruled that Maria Butina is still a flight risk. Butina is accused of working as an undercover agent for the Russian government. The Senate Judiciary Committee now set to vote on Thursday whether to advance the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Most Democrats will likely vote against Kavanaugh. They don't have the votes to block his confirmation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Top advisors for Pope Francis say the Vatican is preparing to respond to bombshell accusations made by an Italian archbishop. In an 11-page statement published in August, the archbishop, Carlo Maria Vigano, accused Pope Francis of covering up sexual misconduct by former U.S. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. Pope Francis has refused to directly comment on Vigano's statement, saying the statement speaks for itself. The 88-year-old McCarrick resigned in July after being accused of sexually abusing a 16-year-old boy nearly 50 years ago. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump has received a new letter from North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. Speaking at the White House yesterday, Sanders called it a warm and positive letter that she says raises the possibility of a second summit with President Trump. Negotiations over denuclearization have hit some rough patches since the Trump-Kim summit in Singapore back in June. And people aren't washing their hands properly, and experts say it's sending plumes of bacteria and germs into the air by jet dryers in restrooms. A new study recommends hospitals ban those high-powered dryers to fight the spread after researchers found that hospital bathrooms with jet dryers can have five times as much bacteria than those that just use paper towels. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.